Divisions of opinion over Chief Illiniwek are part of the landscape at UIUC. Some people take an active part in the pro- or anti-chief campaigns. Many others keep their discussions and feelings in private. While the Illini Union was still abuzz with university officials, media, and protesters after the chief vote, there were plenty of people in the union's courtyard cafe with other things on their minds. Three students sitting at one table were studying English as a second language. A group of young men were getting job information with a student painting service. In ones and twos, students sat studying for exams and poring over textbooks. Freshmen Justin Leadham and Justin Volker had calculus to get through, and talk of the chief just wasn't high on the priority list right now.
Definitely like splitting the campus in two a little bit, but it's not like people don't go on with their normal lives and talk to each other. It's not like it's completely separating people to where they're arguing or anything. It's just that some people find it to be a little offensive.
I think a lot of people just have kind of an agenda that they want to get out there and kind of get some public recognition one way or another, but a lot of people, too, just kind of want to stay out of it. Whether or not they actually have an opinion, they don't want to necessarily voice it and feel like they're going to upset people or anything. So I think a lot of times they feel it's just easier.
Thank you. Have a good day.
The Quad lies just to the south of the union. It's the protest venue of choice. The night before, it was filled with chief supporters holding a candlelight vigil. And in an hour or so, another pro-chief rally will take place. But right now, activity is light, except for a couple of tables in the courtyard. At one of them, members of the group Students for Chief Illiniwek pass out stickers and posters. A sign-up sheet awaits students wanting to join the cause. Sophomore Megan Meir, dressed in an orange Illinois sweatshirt, says she tries not to let the chief be a wedge between her and her friends.
I don't agree with their opinions, but I will have discussions with them. You know, I'll sit down in a calm environment to make sure that their views are being heard and my views are being heard.
The Progressive Resource Action Cooperative is no stranger to protest on the Quad. But on the heels of the trustees' meeting, they choose a corner of the union to debrief and plan what they'll do next. There are about 40 of them, some wearing T-shirts with the chief logo, but with the face left empty and the slogan "Racial Stereotypes Dehumanize" on the shirt. Leader Brooke Anderson had just asked trustee Kenneth Schmidt right there in the hallway to commit to a future meeting with the group.
Okay.
Can we shake on that?
Yeah.
All right.
Here. Here. Would you get a picture of us together, please? Come on. A liberal and a conservative, right here. Right.
So he's saying that he's going to meet with representatives of the anti-chief movement. If this is something that you're interested in being involved in, if this is something that you want to start working on planning what the next steps are in the anti-chief movement, please get involved.
That impromptu meeting takes place within the earshot of Dean of Students Bill Riley, who's had a very low profile during the entire chief controversy. Riley hopes that even when people argue about the issue at hand, they still treat each other well, because the argument shows no sign of resolving itself, whether there's a trustee vote or not.
There is a decision. There's a present decision before the board now. They have a position. And so it'll continue to be an issue. And frankly, even when the board decides, there'll continue to be positions there. Them deciding won't make the other side go away. So it's going to be years before we resolve this to anyone's satisfaction.
Chancellor Nancy Cantor shares that worry, and with a much higher profile. Right after the vote, visibly upset over the postponement of a decision, Cantor urged the university community to live together in a constructive spirit.
We have so many wonderful things to do on this campus to create an inclusive and welcoming environment, to recruit a diverse set of faculty and staff and students, to build programs that train students to lead in a multiracial democracy. And we need to get to that work. That's our work of the university. That's what we're about and what we're so great at.
Very few people think of the Chief Illiniwek controversy on a daily basis at the U of I. But as long as the dispute over his propriety keeps simmering, there will be some level of distraction on a campus that's busy with all sorts of work otherwise. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.